When they finally spied Castle Black, its timbered keeps and stone towers looked like nothing more than a handful of toy blocks scattered on the snow, beneath the vast wall of ice. The ancient stronghold of the Black Brothers was no Winterfell, no true castle at all. Lacking walls, it could not be defended, not from the south or east or west, but it was only the north that concerned the Night's Watch, and to the north loomed the wall. Almost 700 feet high it stood, three times the height of the tallest tower in the stronghold it sheltered. His uncle said the top was wide enough for a dozen armored knights to ride abreast. The gaunt outline of huge catapults and monstrous wooden cranes stood sentry up there like the skeletons of great birds, and among them walked men in black, as small as ants. As he stood outside the armory looking up, John felt almost as overwhelmed as he had that day on the King's Road when he had seen it for the first time. The wall was like that. Sometimes he could almost forget that it was there, the way you forget about the sky or the earth underfoot, but there were other times when it seemed as if there was nothing else in the world. It was older than the Seven Kingdoms, and when he stood beneath it and looked up, it made John dizzy. He could feel the great weight of all that ice pressing down on him, as if it were about to topple, and somehow John knew that if it fell, the world fell with it.